Brian, thanks for joining me on the show. It's lovely to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you, Amber.
So, Brian, the latest retirement pulse from Standard Life, it's been released, and it looks, I suppose, at people and their preparedness maybe for retirement. So you might just talk us through, first of all, maybe some of the main stats, I suppose, in terms of the Munster region.
Well, in the Munster region, 45% of people are taking full advantage of their pension tax relief opportunities. So obviously they're very clued in financially. But in terms of social readiness, 42% of people in Munster say they're socially ready for retirement, which is slightly less than the 44% nationally. But 52% of people in Munster say they're mindset ready, which is slightly above the 50% national average.
Okay, very interesting. And I suppose there's more, isn't there, Brian, to being prepared for retirement than just the financial aspect as well. I suppose you mentioned there maybe like in terms of the social side of things and just the change, I suppose, that it brings to your life as well. That's an important aspect that people probably need to look at maybe a little bit more possibly.
Well, in society, I think we all feel that if you're financially secure, you're happy. So if you've invested, and obviously I would say, you know, it's really, really important for people to, you know, prepare well financially for retirement. If you haven't already done so, go and speak to a financial advisor, because, you know, it does creep up on you. But ultimately, at the end of the day, if you are financially secure and you're retired and you're sitting at home looking at the four walls and wondering who you are anymore, or what you should do with your day, or the people that were close to you at work that you no longer are seeing on a regular basis, or maybe some of the fun activities that were work-related or work-associated, and they're no longer accessible to you unless you've made arrangements to still access them. There's no point in having plenty of money in the bank if you've suddenly lost connectivity with the things that really made your life happy and gave you a sense of purpose and meaning when you were going out to work for those 40 years you were working, and more maybe in some people's cases.
Absolutely. And Brian, in terms of keeping, I suppose, that social aspect maybe and keeping connected with people when they do retire, is there steps maybe that people should take, or what kind of, I suppose, maybe hobbies or, you know, outlets can they look at maybe to make sure that they don't lose that social aspect in their life when they do decide to fully retire?
Well, one of the things I do in my life is I chair a number of further education colleges, and it's fascinating to look at how they've evolved in the last number of years. Previously, they were originally designed, obviously, for school leavers to spend a year doing something before they either went back into college or went to the workforce. But now we have people who are retirement age or past retirement age doing courses in tour guiding, and obviously in Kerry that would be really important. I have a cousin who did that and is working out of Killarney and is very, very busy in that area. There are people doing art courses. There are people doing courses in upskilling in IT, in AI, in social media, because obviously, you know, thankfully we're all living so much longer and people are living healthily so much longer. And therefore, obviously, people want to remain active. People may need to earn, even though they may have a pension from a work, but they may need to earn a small amount extra, or they may just wish to become actively involved in their community, involved in their parish, in sport clubs, etc. And it's that courage to just reach out there and make those connections, maybe long before you retire or during your life, and allow them to evolve into a larger section of your life when you actually find yourself in that retirement space.
Yeah, absolutely. That's some good advice. And I know when it comes to saving, I suppose the financial aspect of it, Brian, as well, we always kind of are hearing that, you know, the earlier the better. But I suppose in terms of looking ahead to retirement, when should people maybe start preparing for it from a financial point of view, I suppose, to, you know, get the ball rolling to make sure that they do have enough savings? Because obviously that's a hugely important part as well.
Well, thankfully, from the 1st of January, we have the auto enrollment coming in. So people who are working will be saving towards their retirement through their employer. And the state obviously will be contributing to that, as well as their own investment in that from their own wages and salaries. But, you know, if you haven't already started to do it, you know, today is the day to begin to look around you, find a good financial advisor in Kerry who will talk to you and will give you advice. We have a really good set of online helps and supports relating to women and women in pensions on the Standard Life website. We also have a really interesting questionnaire which effectively allows people to, you know, look at their own lives. You fill it in. It's called the Second Life Questionnaire, and it's freely available either from your financial advisor or on the Standard Life website, where people can explore, you know, that sense of purpose and identity, and begin to maybe map out in their head what they need to do financially, socially, and from a mindset perspective to actually prepare for that period of time, which I have found in my life, because I'm technically retired in that I was teaching for 43 years. I was involved in guidance. I'm still the Irish Times education columnist, advising people about educational opportunities throughout the lifespan. But I have the freedom now, Amber. I have the freedom to choose when I work, how I work. And that is a wonderful change from obviously a structured life when you're in a teaching role where you are locked into a timetable from, you know, September to May every single year. And there's no way you can vary it to actually suit your own lifestyle. Retirement gives you that personal freedom, but it's about how you use that and how you use it to give yourself that sense of purpose and meaning and happiness, you know, as you go forward into your 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. They say that a young person born today, Amber, is going to have an average life expectancy of 100 plus. Now, that may seem mind-boggling, but if you think about it, that in terms of retirement, as we have conceived it in the past, you know, as a period in your mid-60s, where you step away from your full-time role, I mean, you know, I have many, many relatives in Kerry, and my aunt passed away there, and she was nearly 94 years of age there a couple of years ago. My mother-in-law passed away last year. She was nearly 103. So, you know, when you think about 65, it's still quite young in terms of how people are now living and the health that people thankfully have in our modern society.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Brian, I know part of the survey as well and the findings, I suppose, from it in terms of the Munster region said that 52% feel mindset ready, and that was actually above the national average slightly, which was 50%. What does it mean when you're saying mindset ready? Like, can you talk us through, I suppose, what that means and maybe how people get to that phase?
Well, effectively, I remember when I retired myself from teaching, and I had been involved, you know, all my life in public speaking, involved in, you know, writing for the Times, doing radio interviews. And I was emotionally overwhelmed on the day that I tried to talk to my colleagues, because in a sense, even though I knew it was coming, maybe I hadn't mindset prepared for the fact that I was going to be stepping away from a location where I had been working for 43 years and had been a student in the school previously. So I had been in that building effectively for about 58 years. And I think we all need to begin to put into our minds the fact of what is life going to be like and begin to prepare for that. And maybe begin to gradually reduce our working day, not just suddenly finish on one day, so that effectively when we do find ourselves on the other side of that retirement, you know, that we have that mindset that enables us to see the freedom as something that enables us to build new challenges for ourselves and new hobbies, new interests, etc. Because ultimately we are continuing, Amber, to evolve as human beings till the day we draw our last breath. I mean, a lot of young people, when I see them, think about jobs and careers like they were a Lego brick that could be placed into some structure and stay there. None of us are like that, either in our working lives or in our retirement lives. We are all evolving and growing every single day. And retirement is that opportunity to enable us to explore so many different aspects. There may be a seed lying inside in people in their retirement day that has been there since they've been a child, a seed of talent and interest that can be nurtured and suddenly blossom. How many people have turned out to be brilliant musicians or artists or in many other areas of our society who only discovered those talents when they began to dabble in maybe an evening course, a further education course or something in retirement? So it's about, you know, putting ourselves into that space and saying, what's that going to feel like? Because a lot of people run away from that. It's quite terrifying. I've met many people. I met somebody there earlier this summer who had sold an IT business for, you know, so many millions that effectively they never needed to work for the rest of their life. And they were now starting to develop a brand new company. And I asked them, why are you doing this? You know, and they said, it's all I know how to do, you know, which is, I think, quite sad in one sense. You know, that effectively we need to maybe push out those boundaries and begin to explore, you know, in our mind, different ways of being, different ways of being a human being, and different ways of being in the world. Because ultimately, as I'm discovering, you know, life goes past very, very fast. And even though you're healthy, you begin to wonder, where did those last 20, 30 years go? And they go rapidly. So if you're happy and you're fulfilled and you're waking up on a daily basis and you feel energized, obviously that's a good place to be. But if you're sitting there feeling that life has somehow passed you by when you retire and feeling that somehow you've lost connectivity with the world, with a sense of purpose, with the people that really matter to you, and you see that in workplaces where people are dropping by for the cup of coffee because in a sense they've lost that connectivity and they don't really know how to establish it in a new way. So I think we need to, you know, begin to explore that in our own minds long before we retire so that we begin to gradually progress and transition to retirement and not just have it as a sudden jolt and suddenly waking up and turning around to your partner the following day and saying, what are we doing today? And the partner turning around to you and saying, well, I'm doing what I always do on a Tuesday. I don't know what you're doing. See you later. Because, and this is another aspect of retirement, which how many of us fail to even have a conversation with our life partner, with the person who's most important in our life, about the fact that we are about to both change our own life in a major way and change their life by suddenly no longer going out to work in the morning, no longer being out of their space for a huge portion of the day, and then suddenly expecting that everything is going to turn on its head simply because we're now in the house or we are no longer going into a working role on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is a very big change. And you would like to think that people could enjoy their retirement as well, Brian. But look, we're running out of time. But thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been lovely to talk to you.
And it's lovely to talk to you, Amber, too.